At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gambling was something that I did.
This is Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
One of my bookies died at the kitchen table.
A podcast vehicle for Dan to talk about his love of gambling.
One bet, another bet, another bet.
Without doing the actual gambling.
You're a coward!
It's easy to have a scapegoat.
And now, joined by Bad Larry, Cheyenne Irving, and Dylan the Graphics Guy.
I have friends.
Here's Dan Patrick.
Here we go. Larry is coming in hot. Nice week last week, Larry.
Yeah. Wow. My let me just pull over. I was driving down to the beach. Hang on one second.
Holy shit.
What are you doing at the beach?
There's like they're bringing in some cable in secret. I don't know what it is yet. I got to find out. I don't know if it's for the windmills. I don't know if it's I don't know what it is.
Okay. You lost.
But they're dragging it in right now.
You lost 11 units last week.
I just want to make it fair for the other guys, Dan. My boys down here say my trips to New England are like the Jets' trips during the Tom Brady era. Trips to New England, you get that?
Not funny.
That's Larry, you shouldn't laugh at your own jokes. Like, you should let others laugh.
That sucked, Larry.
That's, yeah. You got to work on your delivery there.
I thought it was great, man.
Okay. So Bad Larry lost 11 units. Shay stays at plus 14.
Yes.
And Dylan had a great week. He won 5 units, so now he takes the lead at plus 17. So Bad Larry plus 9 units, Shay plus 14, Dylan plus 17. Anything else that needs to be mentioned here?
Oh.
What, Marvin?
Sorry, everybody. Wanted to congratulate you guys. This is episode number 100.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
I had the under. I had the under.
More stability than my marriage.
Yes. Wait, you look good. You got your you got your post Christmas haircut.
High and tight. Yep. Okay. Skipped out on a bunch of holiday parties this year.
You got your beard trimmed. What's going on? You got probation hearing.
It's a custody hearing coming up.
Whoa!
No, the roommate and I are actually doing fantastic. Believe it or not.
What is this based on? Where it fluctuates so much?
Well, I would say probably my mental health disorders plus her hatred of me
equals
combination. It gets tough, Danny. Gets tough. We've known each other for 20 years, so she's quick. To
what
call
are you
me
still
out.
Figuring out here? Like, you know triggers, so
yeah. Yeah, well, she, you know, she likes to yell, and I don't like to listen. So we just continue that roller coaster over and over.
I would have thought the holidays would have been a death sentence for you guys.
It was pretty tough. I mean, the in-laws are right down the street. So they're like 5 minutes down the street from us. No bullshit. So they are over a lot. So they are intimately involved with the ups and downs. And
oh, they are.
Oh, brother.
Like, Shay, the gun on the side of your head looks great today.
It'll, like, your mother-in-law will just pop over out of nowhere and be like, hey, I brought some cake. You're like, what the fuck are you doing? You just want to see what the fuck's going on over here, don't you?
And, Shay, there's a razor blade in the cake for you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's arsenic. You're getting poisoned, fat man.
Yeah. Bad Larry, everything okay aside from taking a donut? You lost 11 units. 11 units.
It's over 2 weeks, though, Dan. Let's split that five and a half a week. Not that bad.
Your bookie doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, it's still 11 units, Larry.
The bookie, we lost a little to the bookie this week.
Larry, you can feel good, though, that you didn't take my bet on you making it to 30 units by the end of the football season.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No.
If not, I don't even have enough pick this week to make it. So you're right. You're right on that, Dylan. I had a bad little stretch. We're not too concerned.
Cowboys gifted the number 2 seed, so you got to feel good, Jay.
That was fucking embarrassing.
By the Eagles.
Well, no, that was sad by the Eagles. But I don't know if that is the best route, because now we're going to have to play who? Before it was Tampa that we were probably going to have to play.
Yeah.
And now it's what, the Rams? I don't want to fucking play the Rams.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to play the Rams.
I'd rather play the Bucks than the Rams.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, this is just Jerry's karma coming back at him. Whatever he did to get where he is, whatever he sacrificed, those spirits are alive.
Whoever he sacrificed.
Exactly. Whatever virgin.
Yes, Marvin.
But you got to feel good that Jimmy finally got into the Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I do. That was good. That was really cool. I mean, I actually watched that. I got goosebumps.
Did you get
Danny.
Emotional?
I did, yeah, yeah. Yeah. The roommate and the eldest were there, and they couldn't figure out what the hell was going on. I told them all to be quiet because, you know, this is a God moment. It was really important.
If I'm Jimmy Johnson, I would have said to Jerry,
go fuck
yourself. Fuck you. No, I would have.
Statue of
Limitations.
He
was a bigger man. You know, he's 80 years old? He's fucking swinging at 80, man.
He's swinging.
Is that fucking hair?
Is that au naturel or is that gotta be. Plugged up?
That's just straight testosterone.
No, that's just man. Yeah. That's just a bunch.
All man.
All man on his head. Yeah. What do you got on your head?
Man. Oh, man.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Oh, odds to win the darts championship. Have you seen that kid? He's like 14 years of age. You guys seen this?
He's 16, isn't he?
16?
The nuke?
Yeah, he's going to be great until he loses his virginity, and then everything will fall apart.
I imagine most professional darts players probably cut their teeth in bars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he's just, going there before 7:30 and
yeah, I don't know how that works. Although in some countries you bring your kids to the bar, like Ireland. Ireland
sounds awful.
Scotland, England, I'm guessing. Bad Larry fancies himself as a darts player.
Oh, of course he does.
I can't imagine a 14-year-old winning. So I don't know anything about it. This is the first I'm hearing of it. I think all the 25-year-old guys beat him.
Well, I don't know how old they are. I mean, they could be 45. But he looks like he's 30, but I think he's like 14 or 15.
We could.
Ray,
do
you have some information on this?
He's 16 years old, but he does look like he's like 35.
Yeah, he looks depressed and middle-aged.
Like most darts
right
players.
Right. Real stable home life. I got into darts.
Yeah. A darts thing, though, sounds pretty good to make a living where you go to a bar and you play darts.
There's way worse things to be doing, I think. The championship, I think, is at the Garden. I think it's a theater at MSG.
Way.
Yeah, so, I mean, field trip idea, potentially.
Okay. Yeah.
Would Jimmy let us in?
Jimmy Dolan?
Yeah. Anybody here talk shit about Dolan before? I know I have. He's probably listening, that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Fucking weirdo.
I haven't said anything. Dylan hasn't, and Bad Larry hasn't.
I hate him.
Hey, I'm sure you're on facial recognition at the Garden.
Yes.
They just need the side of his head.
I'll just put another mask on. Don't worry.
Okay, Dylan, you recapping. You looked pretty good here. Bad Larry, you lost everything but Notre Dame and Oregon State. Congratulations. And then in the NFL, you lost just about everything as well. Consistent.
Very, very bad 2 weeks, Dan.
Yeah, it was.
I got nothing to say. That's 2023. We're in 2024.
New year, new me, baby.
Okay.
Very good point.
All right.
Dan, yes. One thing, though.
Yeah.
The gift that is finally done giving for the season.
Iowa football.
Motherfucker.
35 put up on them, and the total is 36.
I had the over 36. They were literally at the fucking four-yard line. They're at the four-yard line.
I mean,
son
like
of
you
a
knew,
bitch.
You
I love
knew that was going
to
happen.
I loved it. I loved it because that's the only reason to watch.
That oh, is literally.
There was yeah, nothing yeah. like. Okay, why am I watching this? What's the over under? It's 36, and I go, oh, this is awesome,
dude. The zip. Fourth quarter was fucking nails on a chalkboard, Danny. It was
the best.
Awful.
Anything else you want to recap here, Shay?
How about Franklin losing another bowl game? How about? I mean, what the fuck is Penn State? That dude,
woo-wee! What, Marvin?
Their expectations are to be a middle-of-the-road Big Ten team.
No, no, their expectations are way north of that. Way north of that.
No, Penn State thinks they're among the elite with Ohio State
exactly.
and Michigan.
They should stop.
They need to, right.
But that every year, we're like, oh, James Franklin, he's got another great team.
They'll be 10-2 until they see a real team, and then somebody beats the dog shit out of them, and Keegan-Michael Key's twin...
Oh,
loses
James
another,
Franklin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
All but right, fair
enough. Lane Kiffin put into a fucking bed. I mean, that was.
Ooh. Yeah.
Lane Kiffin. And you saw the defensive
coach?
Lineman he stole from TAMU. Coleman, the 5-star. They got him out of TAMU. I mean, that son of a bitch is trying to go for the SEC next year. He might get it.
Yeah, as long as he's got some money there to help him go after these kids.
Oh. They always had money, booster bags. They were giving them to everybody. Remember Treadwell? Laquan Treadwell committed to Ole Miss, never being south of the Mason-Dixon in his life. And he committed to Ole Miss. Cash money, motherfucker.
Yeah, the images look good.
Nimdichki, right? Robert
Nimdichki? Yeah, exactly.
They gave him a bag,
well,
too.
That was,
big old bags,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
Tunzel, Laramie Tunzel, smoking the bong, cash money.
Oh, let's go.
That was when, you know, you weren't allowed to do those things. Now,
right.
Now you could get an NIL for, you know, your own bong, probably.
Oh, man.
Your
great
mace,
idea.
Face mask, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Bets for this week. Why is Bad Larry starting out the gambling here?
Loser.
That
Ray?
Was E. Me.
No, no. Dylan should go first.
Okay.
I have no problem with Dylan going first.
All right, Dylan. Go ahead. Well, Larry, what happens, though, is you always say, oh, yeah, you're stealing what I had. You know, you're taking my picks, too. I know how this works with you.
Ray, who else sent their picks in last night? I'm just asking a question.
Nobody.
Oh, God.
Yes, yeah.
I'm the only one who sent them in last night? Oh, yeah, okay. I don't know. What did they do since they sat there last night? I don't know.
Do you honestly think a guy who lost 11 units, they're going to cheat off your paper?
No, I think the guy who's leading should go first.
All right, okay.
No, and Larry, even first, if we wanted to, we could not read your handwriting. So.
That's true.
That is true. That is true. All right, go ahead, Dylan, since you're leading this mess.
All right, for the national title game, I'm rocking with Michigan, -4.5 against Washington. Mm-hmm. That actually seems a little steep on the line there, but I would have guessed it would be like 3.
All right.
But they look good. And I think it just, after this whole season, it just would be so poetic for Harbaugh to win.
Okay.
And I'm going under 55.5 in that. Just any title game or championship, I'm going under.
Okay.
And then NFL, I'm going Ravens money line against the Steelers +150. Mm. Even though they don't need it. And I think the Steelers for the Bills the Bills contingency thing is interesting because I think it's if the Steelers and the Jags both win, the Bills are out. There's some condition, like they're either the 2 seed or if those two teams win, I think the Bills are out.
I thought if the Bills lose and the other two teams win,
then they're out.
I think.
And let's see what else I got. Titans +5.5 against the Jaguars. Patriots -2 against the Jets. Mm. Last game of the season, Jets in New England. This one's always usually a slaughter fest, but.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going Bills -3 against the Dolphins. That one, I don't know.
That would make me nervous.
It does make me nervous.
It's just watching the Bills last week, and then you're going, dude, Bailey Zappi gave you 3 interceptions, and you're still letting him stay in the game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is in Florida.
Yes, it is.
In Buffalo. I'd like that a little better.
Yes. That would be a home field advantage then if they were in Buffalo. That's how that works. Just thank you for saying you'd like it a little bit better.
It's that top tier analysis. Thing.
Yeah, no,
keeps them coming back, baby. Hell yeah!
No one even knew that.
Nope, nobody ever came up with. Wait, if we play at home, is it an advantage? Yes.
Well, there's certain ones that are more notable.
Shay and Irving.
Hey-o.
Here we go.
I got Blue laying 4.5 against the Fighting Penix. I gotta say, a little sidebar. I haven't seen a quarterback this year for sure have a better game than Penix had against the Longhorns. That was fucking
pretty precise.
Masterclass.
Yes, it was.
That was bananas.
Yes, it was.
And I got the under 55.5. I do think Michigan matches up a whole lot better than the Longhorns did. They have an actual pass rush, and their secondary is a lot better. And then
the more analysis you give,
you're right.
Yeah. Now I'm about to.
So right.
I have more analysis. I'm going to hop off.
That's the fair. Worse it gets.
That's fair.
Is Diego Pavia playing?
Oh yeah. Remember
my knight in shining
what
armor?
What was that, James Madison? You had a breakdown. What was the game where you were?
I was lost San like 63-3. What the fuck? Like, the Texas
San
State
Antonio
game?
Or
wasn't
something?
Even close.
And I go on. Oh my God, he's breaking down the depth chart.
That's right.
And I go. Oh, that the more you know, the less you know.
I didn't cover by like 40 points.
Yeah.
So, yes.
It wasn't
keep
the last
listening,
second
folks.
Field goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, what else you have?
Fighting Baker Mayfield is laying 5.5 against the fucking suspended, should be suspended, owner Tepper. That dude's a fucking maniac.
Tepper tantrum.
I love him, though.
Yeah.
Fighting tantrum. Goff's laying 3 mm-hmm. against the Vikes. Mm-hmm. Bears plus 3 against mm-hmm. the Pack. Eagles laying 5.5 against... I mean, Tyrod's starting, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, laying 5.5 there. Giants, Philly under 42. Wait, no, I had the over there. It was 41.5 or 42, Ray?
42.
Yeah, over there, over.
Okay.
And then Miami plus 3 against the Billies.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that brings us to Bad Larry.
Wah, wah, wah.
All right, Bad Larry.
Okay. I got the Steelers. I don't know what the line is. I got the Steelers against the Ravens. The Ravens aren't going to play.
3.5.
What is it, 3.5? Steelers minus 3.5 against the Ravens. I don't know why, but I got the Colts plus 1 against the Texans. I got Buffalo. I hear I'm given 3. Buffalo win the division, losing, they're probably out. Miami doesn't care. Miami's already in. Buffalo minus the 3 against Miami. I get the Jags minus the 4 against the Titans.
4?
5.5.
Yeah, fuck out of here, 4.
What are you doing?
Where the hell is it 4 and when, Larry? You're so full of shit.
You think I'm making these lines up? That's where the lines
I do,
are
yeah. Fuck yeah.
Now, where do you get them? We get them from DraftKings.
I didn't go on DraftKings.
If your bookie had 4, give me a fucking account today. Today.
Larry.
Okay, what am I giving on the Jags?
It's 5.5.
All day. Has been for a fucking week, Lair.
Did you get this from the New York Post where you get your line?
Danny Sheridan? Remember Danny Sheridan, USA Today?
Yeah.
When I sent it in last night, it was 4, but that's fine. Jags minus
wait, hold on. Ray, was this line 4 last night?
This line has never been 4. Larry thought it was 4. He sent it to me at 4. I saw it last night, and I was like, I could correct him, but this is good content.
Okay, so I like it. Well done, Ray. All right, so it's 5.5, Larry.
That's fine. Jags minus 5.5.
God, I'm rooting for
and
the
I get
Titans
the Patriots,
now.
I've already heard their 3. I get the Patriots minus the 3 against the Jets.
Patriots minus 2.
Okay.
You got a point back, Larry.
So that's a good thing for you, Larry.
I understand. I had it at 2.5. I thought you guys said it was 3. Earlier, someone said they were taking the Patriots. Was Dylan?
Yeah, it's minus 2.
Okay,
which
minus
comes
two.
Before
Patriots
3. So,
two.
And it's
okay,
in between.
Ray, I'm going to go to you right now because I don't need the hassle. What am I giving on the Eagles' money line against the Giants?
Ooh.
Minus 250.
Okay, risking 5 units to win 2 units. That's
ooh,
what I want. Okay.
Reaching deep.
I sent it in risking 4 units to win 2, but I figured Ray would come back to me with what it was. So risking 5 units to win 2 units, the Eagles' money line against the Giants. Okay. And then in college football, I want South Dakota State minus a 12.5 against Montana. And I'll take Washington plus the 4 just because I hate Michigan. And I'm probably going to be betting a lot of player props.
It's 4.5.
Washington plus 4.5 against Michigan, right?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be betting a lot of player props that day. But I just want to root against Michigan.
South Dakota State is giving 12.5 to Montana, huh?
Wow. The Jackrabbits.
Steep.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. All right. Is that it? Anything else that needs to be mentioned? Shea and Irving podcast is available wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah.
I
can't fucking wait for the 12-team playoff. For college football.
Yeah.
I can't fucking wait. Considering how good the games were this year and what would entail Georgia would be in it.
Yeah.
All the way down to Louisville, right? Essentially. I can't fucking wait.
Well, it would make these bowl games now have at least resemble the rosters. That's the problem
I
have.
Exactly.
These kids may not opt out if they're going to be in the playoffs. Therefore, it would be a benefit to the bowl games. Everybody was so caught up in all the integrity of the bowl games. You can't do a playoff game. You lost the integrity of the bowl games. Now you have all these schools that are going to be playing, and now you're going to have a few more bowl games that actually mean something, and then these kids would actually be playing.
There was never any integrity in the fucking bowl game. I mean, this is a cartel that was running shit for a long time. BCS does not give a shit.
They've never equated the word integrity to college football.
Fuck out of here, man.
Well, it's like student athlete.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oxymoron.
They coined that back in the mid-70s. I think Walter Byers was the guy. And he was like, student athlete. And I'm like,
athlete.
Yeah. athletic student.
I didn't come here to play school, motherfucker.
What the fuck?
Odell Beckham Jr. III has some player incentives.
Ooh.
If he has 5 catches, he gets a $250,000 bonus. 2 TDs gets $500,000.
Damn.
185 yards receiving, he gets $750,000.
Is his boy? I mean, is Lamar even going to see the field?
I don't think so.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
They do have Taylor Huntley, though, who's pretty good.
A baller.
I think it's
pretty good. Tyler?
Is it Tyler Huntley?
Tyler.
Even better than Taylor.
Yeah. Chris Jones, if he gets a half a sack, he earns $1.25 million.
Damn!
Do you take the under on his sack prop?
So, 0?
Just, yeah.
That he doesn't get a sack?
He only needs a half.
The question is, how many penalties is he going to get trying to get a sack? Yeah. That's the better fucking bet. Over under on penalties.
DeAndre Hopkins gets 49 yards. He gets $1 million.
Damn.
That's doable. Odell getting 185 yards seems...
Well, but five Tannehill's playing.
Five catches.
Levis ain't.
Yeah. I don't know if that really...
If the Seahawks make the playoffs, Geno Smith receives $2 million.
Damn!
They're playing the pesky Cardinals.
The NFC East killers.
Saying the game within the game with these incentives.
Yeah. Yeah.
But how do you feel, though, if Odell goes into the huddle and he gives you that kind of like that hangdog, like, dude, you know, come on.
Cha-ching, ching, motherfucker.
Throw me the ball.
Wouldn't you just say, hey, listen, man, if you throw me the fucking ball enough, I'm going to give you 50
grand.
I'm going to give you 50 grand?
Yeah.
Cash.
Uh-huh.
50
yeah.
grand.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you
I mean, you could, and they don't need to, I mean, like, they don't need to win, so he could just air it out to Odell the entire game.
Yeah, why not?
But five catches, 250K, I'll give you 75.
Sold.
Yeah.
After taxes? That's what I'd ask.
You in the huddle?
Get your abacus out in the huddle.
Larry, anything you'd like to add before we say goodbye?
No, I like those props there. All those incentives. That's awesome. No, 100 shows. Congratulations, guys. I'm on my way to raise for a little lunch.
You've been on 80 of them. Shut the hell up.
Happy New Year, boys.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Larry.
Happy New Year.
Wait,
Larry.
Wait. At what point do we stop?
Today. Today's the last day you can do it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Doing Happy New Year?
Yeah.
Okay. Larry? Oh, he's gone.
He's already erased. Oh, that was it.
Gone.
Damn.
He's gone.
Damn.
Yeah, he's gone. He does the same thing every day.
Yeah.
He goes to this place, Ray's, and has lunch there. It sits there and, you know, holds shop. He talks, and, you know.
Whoever comes in.
Yes. If you ever had to assassinate Larry, that would be the easiest fucking
job.
Yes,
it would. Yeah.
Easiest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the dossier.
Yeah.
Go to Ray's.
That's literally,
be there at around 12:07.
He's not at Ray's. Go to Maine.
He's gonna. He'll be at a regatta.
Pumpkin regatta.
Yeah. Or if you see some dipshit at the beach in January watching them run cables or whatever.
Like, what is he doing? He went to see cables being delivered in his hometown.
How many letters to the editor has Larry written in his local paper?
A million. They all get rejected.
These cables are ruining my. You.
But he doesn't have anything to do. He doesn't have a job.
What does his wife do? She's got to be rich.
She was a nurse.
But she's retired too.
Like, I think so.
Something else. There's family money there or something, Danny.
Well,
that ain't adding up.
I've known Larry for 20 years, and I think he had a job maybe for 1 or 2 years. I think he was doing mortgages.
No shit.
Yes.
What a dirtbag.
Yeah.
Real scumbag.
No wonder the financial crisis.
What a loser, huh?
Nerd.
Yeah, so Bad Larry, he does the same thing every day.
He's just been chilling for a long time.
Yeah, but that's all he does. And then occasionally he'll go to Atlantic City and sit there and, play poker or blackjack.
Depressing.
Yeah.
The king of the Jersey Shore.
Ugh. I'd rather be a fucking... digest glass and have that fucking monocle.
Okay. That's it. We've done it. We have done a great job again. Our 100th episode.
Yay.
But I'm not going to thank you guys. I'm going to thank the audience. That if you're still here after 100 episodes with this,
you got a problem.
Something wrong with you. Yes, Marv.
Yeah. Something's definitely wrong with them because the numbers have doubled since this season started. And so I'm like, wait, there's more of you guys? And we play some on the show, and then I'll get DMs or whatever. Like, man, yesterday was awesome. Wow. Was it?
Wow. Well, I come out of here.
Are you okay?
I come out of this building, and I go, I don't know what we just did.
Yeah.
But we did something for a little while. So hopefully you're entertained, and thanks for joining us. And we'll talk to you next week on Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.